Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And welcome back to The Takeaway. The U.S. is out of Iraq. The president made that point in last week's State of the Union address, right at the beginning. But there are still eyes on Iraq, particularly those places where there are still U.S. personnel, such as the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. And those eyes come in the form of Predator drone aircraft watching over Baghdad, according to Eric Schmidt, terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, who has a story about the drones and their controversy in this morning's edition of The Times. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
So one would expect, and I'm great, one would expect that drones would be used. There's certainly satellite surveillance of Iraq going on right now. What's different about this?
Well, with the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq in December, they took with them their UAVs, with the unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones. So the State Department, anticipating this, has been preparing to have their own much smaller fleet of drones, much smaller actual aircraft to be up and running so they could protect the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a couple of the consulates in the country, as well as American government personnel who have to travel around, particularly in the city. These drones are much smaller than the Predator drones, the well-known drones that fire missiles at militants in places like the Pakistani tribal areas. Some have wingspans as short as 18 inches. So they're unarmed. They're meant to really just give the State Department a better, what they call a situational awareness or a sense of what's going on in and around the city as they move around themselves.
Now, are these drones being used by the State Department by prior arrangement with the Iraqi government or no?
Well, this is what's been interesting. There was a trial basis. They actually tested them initially in December of 2010. And then last year there was a trial basis where they were operating in limited numbers alongside the military drones. But once the military left, they've had to step up their operations. And they're now in the midst of what one source told me were very sensitive negotiations with the Iraqis on this much fuller operational tempo.
Is there a sense of the rules of engagement here? You've got the State Department monitoring its facilities, but there are U.S. military personnel in that embassy in Baghdad, I would assume. If things heat up, can the State Department call the Pentagon?
Well, right now, the American military is out with, as you said, with the exception of a small number of security personnel and those that deal with contracts for American weaponry and other type of assistance to the Iraqis. But these will be operated by private contractors, contracted through the State Department. So right now there's no intention on the part of the Pentagon to get involved in these operations.
And these private contractors will need some sort of approval from the Iraqi government, right?
Yes, and that's when we talked to some of the Iraqi officials in the government, three senior officials in different ministries, different parts, they said they had not yet been consulted in terms of these type of arrangements. Now, you know, they're obviously this is very politically sensitive in Iraq with this whole question of sovereignty. So just in terms of what they're willing to say on public and the public record or even on background as opposed to what's really going on is always a little tricky in Iraq.
Drones over Baghdad, it has a nice ring to it, but it's controversial as well. Eric Schmidt, terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.